Jake Julian's childhood dream of becoming a professional athlete took a dramatic turn in high school. He was concentrating on developing as a competitive soccer player when, while working on his skills in the field at Barry North Collegiate Institute, he got caught up in the football team's field goal exercises. "I found it pretty fun," recalls the 26-year-old Julian, who grew up in Barry's North End. He was in grade 11 and playing soccer year-round, competing against teams in the Greater Toronto area. But that day on the field, his kicking caught the attention of the school's football coach, Gary Hamilton, and Julian was invited to play. Hamilton, who teaches physical education at Barry North, saw great potential in Julian's kicking. It reminded him of punter Klaus Wilmsmeyer, who he had played football with in high school. Wilmsmeyer went on to play in the National Football League for several years, including playing with the San Francisco 49ers team that won the Super Bowl in 1995. "One said I've seen what it takes to excel in football," Hamilton recalls. "So Jake kicked a couple of footballs and he showed great promise. And I guess the rest is history." After that first season, Hamilton took Julian aside and suggested he take the sport more seriously. He told him there were kicking camps in the United States that he might be able to take advantage of. "It kind of took off from there," says Julian, who, after attending a soccer recruiting trip at about that time, figured his dream of playing professional soccer would likely be unrealized. And academics didn't have much allure for him. "It wouldn't be a stretch to say I never loved school. I needed that athletic motivation to be my guide in school," he says. Julian proved to be something of a diamond in the rough during a couple of days at Cole's kicking, punting and long snapping camp in Wisconsin that summer after his first year on the school's football team. He was sent home with a new set of skills and instructions on how to improve and told to return the following year. Julian was ready for his final year in high school and his second on the football team. It went well and he caught the eye of scouts in the U.S. He ultimately ended up at Eastern Michigan University, where he studied and played football from 2017 to 2021, finishing with a degree in communications. "What's interesting," he adds, "is that he got little or no interest from Canadian schools. He was able to develop his game playing high-level football, but he figured he was amounting to just an average player during those first 2 years and realized he needed to step it up. That third year I did really well, and rolling into my draft year I was hearing things from coaches. I played well enough to get a look," Julian says. He finished his senior season undrafted by the NFL, but did manage to get signed on to the New England Patriots from May to the preseason before he was let go. As a free agent, Julian would try different teams for a day, but could get no traction with a team and felt his time was running out. "It was a tough year. Realizing he could no longer survive on burgers and fries, he changed his diet and routine in a decision to take his football career more seriously. I kind of needed to burn my hand to learn what it really takes to be a professional athlete," Julian says. "NFL teams were bringing me in and trying me out and I wasn't sticking anywhere. If no team signed me, I wouldn't have my visa," he recalls. "That's when I decided it was time to come to the CFL." He had been drafted by the CFL in 2021 while in college, but deferred for a year to give the NFL a shot. In May 2023, Julian went to the Ottawa Red Blacks, but was released. That same night, he was signed by Edmonton. Delighted to finally have a job, he drove his car from Ottawa, back to Barrie, and then hopped on a flight to join the Elks. He arrived as a rookie, but served as the team's punter for the entire season and had just the year he had hoped for. He felt good during preseason games, hitting the ball really well. That second preseason game in British Columbia included quite a bit of punting and delivered the best game Julian had ever had up until that point. And he took that momentum right into the season, surrounded by a great team of players and capping it off with a phenomenal ending by hitting the game-winning rouge with a 54-yard punt over the end zone during the final game, earning the highest punting average in CFL history with 54. 6 months ago, Julian married Kennedy Coleman, who played soccer for Eastern Michigan while studying to be a teacher. The two are currently living in Detroit as Julian prepares for another year in Edmonton. But it's an option year and says he has the team's support if he gets picked up by an NFL squad. With what he did this past year, I'm sure he's on the radar in the NFL, says his old high school coach, who has called on Julian a couple of times to come back to Barrie as a keynote speaker at the football banquet. Julian has also served as an inspiration for the next generation of kickers.